Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen, and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy, optimize your health, and empower you to live the best possible life. Today, we are going to discuss a topic that is immensely important for health, and that is relaxation. Before I start, I invite you to have a think about your life. When was the last time that you felt relaxed? What were you doing at the time? And how long did that last? Personally, I can admit that it took me years to appreciate that I was so caught up in the treadmill of life that I wasn't stopping to pause, to think, to reflect, to pursue a hobby. I was rarely ever present in the moment. And to be honest, I still find it hard. And that is because as a society, we are constantly on the go. We celebrate activity, and if we can't find it, we fill up time in other ways. And you can see this increasingly all around us. Next time you're standing in a queue at the supermarket, just take a look around. How many people will whip out their phones to fill up the empty space? Even when we're forced to stop, we find it really difficult. And this parallels the rapid rise in our collective stress levels. Before the coronavirus pandemic stole all our attention, the World Health Organization were calling it the pandemic of the 21st century. And I see this in clinical practice. I often review patients on the coronary care units after their heart attacks who report high degrees of stress just before they had the heart attack. So why does this happen? The first question to ask is, what is stress? Well, it's a situation or event that puts pressure on us. Or it's our reaction to being placed under that pressure. I'm sure we can all think about hundreds of examples in our own lives, probably a few just from today. So is stress bad? Well, stress is a protective evolutionary mechanism. It's the way that our bodies have evolved to deal with immediate danger, such as a big predator charging towards us. In the event of an acute threat, we activate our fight or flight response, otherwise known as our sympathetic nervous system. Think about a time when you've heard a sudden loud noise. How does that make you feel? Your heart starts to race, your blood pressure goes up, sugar is released into your system as you're getting ready to run and you need energy. Blood diverts to your muscles and you go pale. When you realise that loud noise isn't a sign of danger, your body relaxes. And this is what we've evolved for. What we've not evolved for is the constant bombardment of emails, to-do lists, work pressures, home pressures, life pressures. This results in a constant low-level activation of our fight or flight response, and it is this that slowly eats away at not only our mental health, but our physical health. Stress is associated with high blood pressure, with triggering palpitations. It can harm our gut microbes that are working with us not only to digest food, but to act as part of our immune system. Production of sex hormones is affected as pathways are diverted to supply more cortisol as a reaction to the stress response. So what can we do? The first thing I always say is to be kind to yourself. It's not your fault you're reacting this way. Often we're not in control of the stressor, and that makes it really difficult. So please do show yourself compassion. And this is where relaxation comes in. Relaxation can help reduce the effect of stress. The simplest thing is to give yourself time, even if it's 1 minute. Now, if it's safe to do so, I invite you to join me in a little exercise. We're going to breathe in for 4 seconds and out for 8 seconds and focus on the breath. So let's start. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How did that make you feel? Doing this for even 1 minute can be restorative. From my perspective as a cardiologist, I love this as it brings down the heart rate. It brings down the blood pressure, it switches off that fight or flight response, and that is ultimately what we want to achieve. Plus, you can do this almost anywhere. What we want is to interrupt that vicious thought cycle that can plague us when we're worried or stressed. We want to stop that constant cortisol and adrenaline release that floods our system. I often prescribe this and longer periods of meditation to a lot of my patients. But I know that meditation isn't for everyone. I love it. I know that my husband doesn't. We're all different. The good news is that this isn't the only route. Physically engaging activities that involve control and mastery can be just as restorative as passive techniques. The more restorative the activity relates to how effective it is at switching our minds away from our stresses. Have a think about an activity that brings you inner joy. It could be exercise, a team sport, sewing, craft, reading, listening to music, playing music. We are all unique and we all enjoy different things. How often do you allow yourself time to enjoy that activity? When I see patients that have really improved their stress levels, it's often through finding something that takes time away from the emails, the work, social media, the to-do list. Your mind needs a break. So what can you do that brings you that moment of rest? What can you do to switch off from the daily grind? And what can you realistically schedule into your day to help restore both your physical and mental health? Do you prefer meditation, something more active, or both? Ask yourself the question and see if you can factor it into your day. Try and make this promise to yourself. There's a beautiful quote from Thich Nhat Hanh that says, "We will be more successful in all our endeavours if we can let go of the habit of running all the time and take little pauses to recenter ourselves. And we'll also have a lot more joy in living." Thank you so much for listening. Please remember, this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you would like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. Remember, great change comes with small steps that empowers you to live a life that you love.
This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.